Yeah, I thought we could just sing it to you if all else fails.
It's all here. I just, you know, I got to figure out where what buttons does what.
I know.
That's Marianne Combs. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
It's the weekend arts roundup.
And we've got lots to round up. My theme this week, you know, sometimes a theme emerges in the events that I see around me. And this weekend, the theme is Dance Plus.
Dance Plus.
Yes, because we have a lot of...
Just dance and things.
It's not just dance. That's it's dance and more.
Dance and more. That's
dance
right.
Dance and more. Dance Plus. So we have a lot of events going on this weekend that incorporate dance or are based off of dance, but then go further and do something more interesting. You know, well, not more interesting, but even push the limits and boundaries. So first up this weekend is a show at Bedlam Lower Town called The Beast. And it's a tale of northern Minnesota that blends dance, and physical theater, and it's about the events leading up to a fictional Run River Massacre, and so there it's sort of the violence telling a tale of small town violence and sort of dark tragic story, but using dance and physical theater. That's The Beast. And that's at Bedlam this weekend, the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So
Marianne, when you say physical theater, what exactly do you mean? I mean, do you mean like it physically takes place in a theater?
Ah, no. Good question. Physical theater is theater that relies heavily on movement to tell its story. There are different schools of theater. There's the Jacques Lecoq School in France that has this sort of clowning is very heavily part of it. You know, if you see some of the theater productions around town, there are different theater companies who incorporate movement in such a primal way to tell their story that it just becomes like Theatre de la Jeune Lune back in the day when we had that theater company in town was all about physical movement in theater. So it's all about being highly physical. You're throwing your body all over the place as part of your storytelling, and it adds this whole extra dynamic layer to the show rather than just standing and going, ta-da, and here is my line. So that's The Beast at Bedlam Lower Town. Then we have All My Relations Gallery in Minneapolis is presenting a piece which is actually, it's hard to describe. It's called We Wait in the Darkness. It's an art installation piece inspired by the lives of the Seneca women of Semus's family. And it's a story about displacement and homecoming, but it's creating an environment in the gallery. So there's paper, there's film, there's maps, there's artifacts and sound. There's a soundtrack to it. And then Rosie also performs dance. So you can go to the gallery and there's an opening reception tonight with a panel discussion and an opening blessing and prayer. And then on there will be 10-minute dances on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at noon and again at 2 o'clock. So you have the space, and then you have the dance inhabiting the space as this extra added layer. So it's dance plus.
See? I see where you're going with all this today.
Exactly.
Dance plus.
And then, finally, and this is a major event that's going on at the Northrop Auditorium this week. Shore is Emily Johnson, Catalyst Dance's new piece. And it's, you know, the third of a trilogy of works. And it's dance, but she also has all these other events that are working up around it. So it's about community. And she's, you and Kara did a story about this piece and interviewed Emily. And he wrote at one point, dance is only one element of the piece. It's also equal parts story, performance, volunteerism, and feast. Johnson's drawing on her experiences growing up in a Native Alaskan community where her family still gathers to hunt and fish and then preserve the food for the long Alaskan winters. It's about getting together to tell stories and laugh and argue. So you have this experience where there is dancing that's out on the mall in front of the Northrop, but there's also there's like a cleanup of the river day. So Saturday morning, you could go out and help her and the other dancers clean up the river shore.
Cool.
And then on Sunday night, there's a dinner and celebration in which you can bring a dish to share and tell a story about the food. So she's creating community around these dance performances that take place and then end up on the Northrop Auditorium stage.
Awesome.
And so it's Dance Plus. It's Dance Plus. Everywhere is Dance Plus this weekend. That's what I'm saying.
Marianne is able to bring us the synopsis of the various things and find the common thread. You see, that's the thing. Marianne Combs, thank you so much, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Lovely to see you on Thursday mornings. Marianne Combs, who writes the State of the Arts blog for NPRnews.org. She is the insight into all things arts. Do not call her the arts diva.
No.
So she's not.
No diva
in any
here.
Way. There's no diva nothing.
I'm your humble servant. I am just here to serve.
That's right. Truly. Only here to serve the listeners. Thank you so much, Marianne.
My pleasure.